Yeah, so the fiber for, it's interesting, for me, the condo or the housing association, whatever you want to call it, they include the internet with your HOA fee for, like, they have a 5-year contract for it. So you get it whether, if you choose not to go with them, it'll be kind of dumb, right? So, but I'm like the first line in the subdivision, so chances of it going out for me are probably slimmer than, like, say somebody in the back of the subdivision that, you know, the wire got cut. But I had T-Mobile for a while. I had the T-Mobile cellular internet. But I'm thinking if I ever go back up, get a backup plan again, I'm probably gonna go with the mini dish from Starlink, just because it's like, they have some deal going on. It was like $179 for the dish, and then you got, you know, you can pay for the backup plan or whatever, and you can actually pause your subscription too, I guess, until you need it, which I thought was kind of cool. I didn't look into that, the details for that though, but I feel like if your main internet goes down, your what do you call it? Your cellular might be going down too, because everybody's going to be pegging the cellular, so you might as well just do the satellite at that point.